Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. You know, this morning as I began to read Acts 20:24 came into my mind. And honey, I read it in the New International Version, and it was amazing. Here's what it says. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
Hallelujah.
As I read that verse, and then we read that verse, we asked the Lord, truthfully, as is our custom, if this was something we should share with you on today's call. And I got a direction to do it, so I looked up most of the words in Strong's Concordance and found several revealing definitions that give the passage a fuller and perhaps a different read. Then we read the King James Version.
And this is what it says in the King James. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
You know, as we heard that translation, we knew immediately what God wanted us to talk about today. The phrase.
Yep, but none of these things move me.
Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul was not moved by a shipwreck.
He was not moved by being beaten and whipped for no good reason.
He was not moved by being imprisoned.
He was not moved when he was being persecuted.
He was not moved by being publicly humiliated.
He was not moved by the criticism of people with less education and knowledge than he had.
He was not moved by a snake wrapping itself around his hand.
Think of that. He was not moved by being falsely accused.
He was not moved by his physical infirmity once the Lord said he was in it.
He was not moved by the doubt or the disappointments with those with whom he worked, even though his heart was grieved for them.
There was only one thing, and one thing only, that moved the Apostle Paul, and that was completing his assignment with joy, doing the thing that God called him to do.
Wow.
As was typing this teaching for today's call, I was reminded of We Shall Not Be Moved, one of the anthems of the Civil Rights Movement. Now, that song is a modified version of the song, I Shall Not Be Moved. And I'm sure everybody's got their favorite rendition, but my two favorites are sung by Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash, respectfully. There are some powerful, thought-provoking lyrics to this song, and we feel led to share them with you today. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved.
In his love and favor, I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Lord, I shall not be moved.
In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved.
In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Lord, I shall not be moved.
If I trust him ever, I shall not be moved.
He will fail me never. I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Lord, I shall not be moved.
On his word, I'm feeding. I shall not be moved.
He's the one that's leading. I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Lord, I shall not be moved.
And the chorus goes like this. I shall not be moved. 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 Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Lord, I shall not be moved. Now hear me very clear. Hear us very clear on this. No matter what you're going through, God does not want you moved or waffling in your faith. God wants us to hold fast to the confession of our faith. He does not want us moved by our circumstances. God does not want you moved by bad economic news.
And God doesn't want you moved by a layoff or a possible job loss.
God does not want you moved by a downturn in your business.
God does not want you moved by an impending eviction or foreclosure on your home or apartment.
God does not want you moved by your disappearing investment or retirement portfolio.
God does not want you moved by a tax on your health or those you love.
God does not want you moved by canceled appointments or the loss of commission sales.
God does not want you moved by the unfaithfulness of a spouse.
God does not want you moved by the rebellion of your children.
God does not want you moved by anything or anyone except by His Word, His precious promises, and His divine direction in your life.
Hallelujah. Like the psalm says, if I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never. I shall not be moved.
The Message Bible translation of Acts 20, verse 24 says it this way, but there is another urgency before me now. I feel compelled to go to Jerusalem. I'm completely in the dark about what will happen when I get there. I do know, that it won't be any picnic, but the Holy Spirit has led me now repeatedly and clearly, that there are hard times and imprisonment ahead. But that matters little. What matters most to me is to finish what God started. The job the Master Jesus gave me of letting everyone I meet know all about this incredible, extravagant generosity of God.
I love that sentence that says, what matters most to me is to finish what God started. Hallelujah. Let me say this. You may be in the dark about what's going to happen next on your job, in your finances, or to your family. It may not be, as the scripture says, any picnic. And yes, there may be hard times ahead. But as the apostle says, it should matter little. You need to keep your focus on the Lord, His word. And as the scripture said, the incredibly extravagant generosity of God. If we're not moved by our circumstances, God will move in our lives. If we're not bitter about what's happened to us, God will move in our lives. If we're not moved by our problems, God will move in our lives. If we're not moved by our situations or circumstances, God will move in our lives. God will move on our behalf, delivering just as He did for the children of Israel.
In Deuteronomy 7, verse 21, in the Message Bible, it says, so don't be intimidated by them. God, your God, is among you. God majestic, God awesome. God, your God, will get rid of these nations bit by bit. You won't be permitted to wipe them out all at once, lest the wild animals take over and overwhelm you. But God, your God, will move them out of your way. He'll throw them into a huge panic until there's nothing left of them. He'll turn their kings over to you, and you'll remove all trace of them under heaven. Not one person will be able to stand up to you. You'll put an end to them all.
Let me read that last sentence again.
Not one person will be able to stand up to you. You'll put an end to them all.
Hallelujah. You may not understand everything yet, but you will.
Amen. Hebrews 6 through 6, verse 13 in the Message Bible says, and so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. And in Psalm 125, verse 1, classic Amplified Bible, it says, those who trust in, lean on, and confidently hope in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides and stands fast forever. The Message Bible translation says it this way, those who trust in God are like Zion Mountain. Nothing can move it, a rock-solid mountain you can always depend on. Mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people, always has and always will. The fist of the wicked will never violate what is due the righteous, provoking wrongful violence. Be good to your good people, God, to those whose hearts are right. God will round up the backsliders, corral them with the incorrigibles. Peace over Israel.
Honey, I would say the most important thing for everybody to get from today's call is simply this. Nothing or nobody should move you but the Word of God.
Amen. And it really goes back to what we've taught and we brought up recently. I can't remember which one of the sessions or teachings that it's come from, but the point of it is this, what was told us a long time ago, read your Bible, do what it says. And that's really the heart and soul of our Christian walk.
This morning, personal prayer request. My father, 91 years old, is having eye surgery today.
Right.
And so just pray for everything to go smoothly and for a rapid recovery.
Yes.
And that his sight will be stronger than ever before.
Amen. As we know it will.
As we know it will be.
In Jesus' name.
Because we got the promises of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.